city, and obviously didn't get it done. You have a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, in particular after the slow start that we had offensively. Then you got to take care of it, and we didn't do that. Time's yours.
Was this game won at the line of scrimmage? Not getting pressure on defense, pressure on Dick.
Well, listen, I'll take responsibility for it. I just know it wasn't good enough all the way around. There were time and places where everybody got to look themselves in the mirror and get better, me included.
You've been saying that they've been keeping in more blockers against the defensive line. Did you see that again today? Is that why there wasn't so
much? Well, both teams did the same thing. I mean, we both held people in to protect, and it looked like they got more pressure than what we did. So we've got to do a better job on our part. We had pressure. We didn't get it done there. So.
I guess the vocal call for maybe a screen there. The punter out of the back of the end zone. Did you see something there that you thought you could go deep on?
Well, we thought we obviously had something we could work on. So.
And the turnovers, you had three of them again today. I know it's been a point of emphasis, but still the same results. So how long can you stay the course right now?
We gotta get better. We gotta get better at it. I don't know what to tell you there. Other than we gotta get better.
Can you tell Johnson to do well with the game for about three quarters? What changed before the end of the game?
I made a big play there at the end. I mean, we were in man coverage on one of them, and the other one, we really had him doubled, and he was able to get free.
It seemed like they really started moving the ball after Nate got hurt. Did that take you out of your game plan defensively?
No.
Were they going after Cole Anderson after that?
Nope. That's not what they were doing.
And Hughes was out there. He's the dime corner. He's the dime back.
Yep. That was it. Hughes is the dime. They had 85 in, and they were flexing him out, so we used Hughes in that for him.
What can you say about the defense? Did a pretty decent job, I think, throughout the game, and then scored some points late on.
Well, listen, we've all got to do better. That's what I can tell you. Offense can't start the way we're starting, and we can't finish the way we're finishing here, but offensively and defensively. So we've got to make sure we take care of business, get better.
I'm surprised where you ended up seeing your defense struggle when it was kind of down the crunch time in the fourth quarter.
Well, listen, they made some plays. They were better than us right there. So.
Andy, three games, no sacks, not blitzing a lot. Any chance of rethinking that? Maybe trying to go with
extra rushing? Well, we brought a little bit today, and they got us on a couple of them. So we've got to do better when we do blitz. And, obviously we've got to get more pressure on the quarterback.
Any explanation on why Fletcher Cox was ejected?
Yeah, because he punched somebody.
Why he punched somebody?
He shouldn't be punching anybody, so that's the problem. All right.
That is head coach Andy Reid, Jeremiah. I mean, look, I didn't expect any, but no answers, right?
Yeah.
Head coach not giving any answers. Yeah, so what do you do? What do you think? What's he say in the locker room?
One thing I like.